Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a child, my planet Krypton was dying. I was sent to Earth to protect my cousin. But my pod got knocked off course, and by the time I got here, my cousin had already grown up and become Superman. And so I hid my powers, until recently when an accident forced me to reveal myself to the world. To most people, I'm an assistant at Catco Worldwide Media. But in secret, I work with my adoptive sister for the DEO to protect my city from alien life and anyone else that means to cause it harm. I am Supergirl.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Supergirl podcast, where tonight we will be talking about Red Faced, Episode 6, Season 1 of Supergirl. That aired last night. I hope you catched it because it was an awesome, action-packed episode once again. Never dull with the action. I love that. I love that. I love how it's pretty much up there with maybe The Flash, yes. Let's say The Flash, because Arrow, he really has his blood, sweat, and tears in that role, so that's a little bit above the bar. But I would say equivalent to The Flash type of action, which is great. I love her aerial moves when she's sliding side to side and then coming down for a punch. And then, oh my gosh, the visual effects. The very ending of the episode where she's doing the heat vision and she's like, ah, that is so cool. We are live right now, so if you are listening to us, please call in. It's kind of an interactive, fun podcast where the fans get to be part of the show. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, and I'll be here talking to y'all about the episode. Let's see, our number is 929-477-2786. This is the Supergirl Talk Podcast. Let's go to our first caller from area code 239. Who is this?
Matt from Florida. What's up? And wow, a great episode. I love Supergirl. Very. It is awesome.
I agree. I so agree with you.
It was such a good show.
It's a refreshing show.
It was great.
It's not like a copy of the other ones, except for the whole Scooby-Doo gang, let's solve crime together.
No, it is just so good. It, like, when you're having a bad day, it puts you in a good mood.
Yeah.
It is funny.
She is,
it
so,
is so
great.
Good.
Melissa is just amazing.
Yeah, she is just so cool, and she's just, like, almost makes you want to have a crush on her. I mean, the episode...
There you go. Watch out, Matt. She's a lady killer. She's a man eater.
Especially when she said, you don't talk to me like that. I confronted someone that actually like that recently.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey. If it happens to Supergirl, it happens to you.
Yep.
That's awesome.
But yeah, great episode. The Red Tornado I thought was pretty awesome, but man, she lost her powers at the end.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. I mean, she did give it her all. I mean, that action scene with her and the heat vision was just amazing.
Yeah.
And it's so cool that they shoot in L.A. because that scene where they shot that action scene, it was such an L.A. moment because it's in the back lot of Warner Brothers and near the transportation department. And you could see pretty much where I live up in the hills. It's just great. I'm like, look, we're in a Supergirl TV show. All right, let's see. From area code 609, who is this?
Speed Force Frank.
What's up, sir? How's it going?
Good, not bad.
All right, Supergirl, tell it how it is. How'd you feel this week?
Well, I have to say, Supergirl is a really, really good show. I mean, I know its viewers have been going down, and that's
That was understandable. It's no shocker.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and, I think it's going to stay between the 6 and the 7 mark. I think that's where the base is. But I gotta say, I mean, my favorite part of Supergirl to date out of all the episodes was the last part where she's doing the heat vision on the Red Tornado. I mean, if you could put your fingers and make a square with your thumb and your pointer finger, like, you know, like the director do,
yeah,
or
the
like
directing
the photographer
square.
Do. Yeah, I mean, she
it's
looks just
framing.
Like a comic. Yeah, if you frame that, she looks just like a comic book panel. Her hair was
totally.
Fine. Her oh,
I agree.
And every time she screamed was even stronger heat vision.
Yeah,
I was like,
and her mouth got wider, and you could tell like the intensity of the eyes. I mean, it was no joke.
Listen, I gotta say, I mean, every time she screamed. Like I rewound that like at least 6 or 7 times because I just couldn't believe. Like I think,
dude, I was exhausted.
to date, I think that's the best depiction of strength that a superhero has put on TV. Like it's a little bit different from the Flash. I mean, because he's running, but I mean,
he does time travel, bro.
No, I'm not saying power-wise, I'm just saying, like, the best depiction of, like, someone being frustrated and just being angry and using their strength and using the anger combined, you know what I mean? I was just floored how they made that look. And I think her using all her powers like that is why she's bleeding. I mean, she might be weak for a little bit.
Yeah,
that's
she's, like,
think.
Depleted for the moment, yeah.
Yeah.
That would make sense. All right, let's see. We have another caller from Air Code 469. It looks like it's the Scooby Gang. Who is this?
Hey, it's me, Wayne from Supergirl.
Hey, how's it going? Kandor from Supergirl?
Yeah, it's like Wayne. But, yeah, it's me, Chris from Kandor.
Yes.
How are you guys?
Now, you didn't watch this episode, I take it.
You know me so well.
You didn't watch it? I thought you had it.
I had it, but I guess it's playing right now in the background. Yes, I can hear it.
Okay, where are you
can
at
you
right
hear
now?
It? Just the beginning when Supergirl
oh my god.
Dude,
now
oh.
At the beginning? All right, well, fast forward to the part we're talking
about. No, I think I'm going
to... All right, great. Yeah. Well, thank you, Chris. We never turn down a fan. Even if you haven't watched the show, you can... definitely join us live right now.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting how Supergirl gets her powers back. That was a big cliffhanger on last night's episode. Let me read you a brief synopsis of the show. Anger issues surface for multiple characters, including Kara, Kat's mother, Catherine Grant arrives, Lois Lane's father. Catherine Grant arrives. And then Lois Lane's father, Sam Lane, arrives. Red Tornado arrives, challenges Kara, is bestowed by her, but leaves her weakened. It is discovered that Hank Henshaw was the last to see Jeremiah Danvers alive. All right. I think it's a little cheesy now. Every time they show Hank Henshaw at the very end, he always has to glow his eyes. I'm like, come on, bro. I mean, and then while he's walking in front of people, aren't there, like, surveillance cameras and be like, yo, homeboy's eyes are lighting up. What's going on? What do you think, Matt? Do you think he's pretty careless by glowing his eyes?
Yeah, because he's about to – at some point, he's going to do something with the heat vision there.
He has to. I mean, he keeps glowing his eyes. It's like, all right, we get it.
Superman's
going to
come
You're
there.
You're a robot.
Yeah, cyborg Superman right there. And then Superman's
so.
Going to come there.
And I hope he has the shield and the cape. You know what I mean? I just hope.
Yes.
I mean, I cannot wait. All right, Chris from Kandor, what do you think about Hank being so carelessly glowing his eyes
at
the
DEO?
Okay.
I know, they're all so careless. I mean, there's a camera around. If somebody just happened to be like, oh, yeah, let me look around and stuff like that.
And don't you think that's, like, the worst area to do that? Because you guys are searching alien life forms. So, of course, if we see some eyes glow, we're going to think you're an alien, even though you're a robot.
Yeah, and also, I mean, also, like, we don't know who he is, right? So, or why he is. So, and he was there since the beginning when the girls were young. So he doesn't age.
Right.
So,
and he didn't, you're right, he did not age.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy. I cannot wait to find out.
So, Chris, you being a comic advent reader, can you give us a little background on Hank Hankshaw?
No.
What do you mean, no?
Because I never heard of Hank Hankshaw in a comic before.
Okay.
All right, well,
he appeared as a cyborg Superman in issue 500 of Adventures of Superman in 1993. And Hank Hankshaw is, on Wikipedia, he's reintroduced as the original cyborg Superman during the Reign of Superman storyline following Superman's death.
Nice.
At times, he is also referred to as the Cyborg, not to be confused with Teen Titans member Cyborg. So there you go. Originally featured as primarily of Superman's villain, recently years have repositioned him as the main enemies of the Green Lantern Corps and also as Cyborg Superman. All right, so there you go. Hank Hankshaw, definitely in the Superman mythos, now on Supergirl. What scene are you on, Chris? No, just kidding.
After the car.
All right, before Frank, let's go to you. Hank Hankshaw, do you think it's so carelessly that he's just walking around the DEO with his eyes glowing? Well, what the hell?
They could do a better job of reminding us that, you know, something's up with him. I mean, they don't have to always do it like it just, but now, like, before it was
like jokey.
Yeah, but, well, the thing is, like, when he did it in the beginning, like, you kind of felt like he meant to do it, but now, like, you feel like maybe he can't control it because he's just walking and it's doing it. You know what I mean?
That's true. Maybe he can't control it. You're right. I'm looking at it the wrong way. Maybe he's like, dude, I can't control my eyes. They're just glowing.
I don't know. Sometimes, like, I say to myself, like, why does Supergirl have to answer to the DEO? I just don't get it. You know what I mean?
I don't get that either. Like,
I mean,
she should have taken the Man of Steel approach. Like, listen, General, let's put our cards on the table. You know?
Like,
yeah,
you can't control me. And they just re-upped them for the entire, I mean, they just issued more episodes and they took it for the whole season. But for the second season, I would say less of DEO and maybe do something where, she does more reporting, not reporting work, but more like
coffee fetching.
No coffee fetching. Maybe some more out on the street type stuff versus like, you know, in Kat's office, in the game room, you know, just the same sets. You know.
Gotcha. Yeah, more as a contributor to Kat. Well, what's the company called? The magazine Catco? Or
can I ask you a question? I know she's upset. Like this, you know, this episode really was like her anger, and how she's gonna deal with it. And I'm not trying to be like funny or rude or somewhat explicit here, but do you think she's sexually frustrated?
That could be too.
Because
I mean,
like,
let's keep it real. Yeah, I mean. Matt, what do you think?
I can help on that. Oh, no. Okay, go
ahead. Yeah, because she likes Jimmy.
There you go. All right, good answer, Matt. I love that because she likes Jimmy. All right, what about you, Chris? Do you agree with Speak Force Frank that she's just bottled up?
I agree, and since she likes Jimmy, I'm sure she's going to like me too. So I can spend some Jimmy in my mouth.
There you go.
Right.
All right. All right. So, Supergirl, as Speed Force Frank recently announced, yes, Supergirl was picked up for a full season. That means an additional 7 more episodes will be written and produced between now and the finale. So that's great to hear that they are definitely in love with Supergirl and they want more. So kudos to CBS for keeping that alive. But isn't it funny how they still haven't announced any season pickups regarding season 2? Do you think it's still early or do you think they're going to wait till the very end? Let's go to you, Speed Force Frank.
I'm happy that they got picked up. I mean, this show can go in so many different directions, but I'm just happy for DC and actually for Melissa because I think she's doing a really good job.
Yeah, and you can tell she really embraces this character. Unlike,
oh, yeah.
Like sometimes with Tom Welling, it seemed really disconnected for some weird reason.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and a lot of there's a lot of rumors going around saying that if the She got picked up, then they would definitely do like a Flash crossover, and I would love to see that.
Yes, there was a lot of rumors that there might be a Flash Supergirl crossover, but I believe I read somewhere where the producer Greg Bertinelli says no way at this moment. So,
guys,
you know,
I need to say something.
Go ahead.
Last week on Facebook, I got kind of scared. I read something that Supergirl is in danger because of Jessica Jones.
No, that has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, it has nothing.
I hope not.
Yeah.
It's
they try to make a rival between the two
it's
properties.
Like,
but it's great because they kind of tweeted each other compliments on their superhero characters. And so that kind of squash. It looked like, you know, these fan sites, they try to make something out of nothing. So that.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't get canceled because the Daredevil show sucked.
No, I've seen Jessica Jones. It's a dark show. It has nothing to do with, like, you can't even think of apples or oranges.
No. Supergirl is amazing. I love that show.
All right, so we talked about on Gotham how Supergirl and Gotham are now tied in the ratings. I think Supergirl is still strong for me. It hasn't dipped yet. It hasn't gone into these cheesy storylines, although some of the writing can be fixed, hopefully, with the new 7 episodes added. There might be some great work up ahead. But because sometimes the dialogue is like, really? You know, I always look over to my wife. I'm like, did you just hear that? I don't know, Francesco, do you and your wife watch it?
I'll be honest with you. I mean, I watch it and my kids watch it and my wife watches it too. So I guess, you know, compared to The Flash and The Arrow, I mean, it does attract the female viewer. So,
yes, it does.
But we all love it. Like my daughter loves watching it.
Right. Do you feel like the show is written more for women, or do you think it's equal, men and women? Let's go to you, Matt, from Florida. So far, how do you feel? Do you think the writers are writing this more for the female audience or for the male audience?
Well, I think it's for everyone because so far I got my friend into it, and I just wish I could get my mom into it because she said she watches a whole bunch of other shows besides Supergirl and besides The Flash. She likes Arrow, but she doesn't watch The Flash or Supergirl.
Okay.
Which I think is weird.
All right, let's go use Speed Force Frank.
You mean Chris from Kandor?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Chris from Kandor.
Yeah, what are you asking?
See what I mean? Okay, so then, you're watching the show. Well, why am I bothering you, sir?
No, I mean, ask me.
You're literally watching the show.
I just want to know, why did you ask?
It doesn't matter. Francesco, back to Hank. When do you think they're going to make the big reveal of Hank Henshaw? Do you think they're going to wait for like a mid-season cliffhanger, or do you think they're going to save it all the way to the finale?
Well, are they going to go in? How many more episodes do we have left?
Let's see. It looks like we have 2 more after this one. Up until December 14th is our last one.
All right. Now let me ask you a question. Do you think did they already film the other half of the other season, or are they waiting? Because of the go ahead, now they're going to ramp everything up. How does that work?
They have a few in the can, and then the additional 7. I think it kicks in if it's a 23 or 22 episode run. You figure 7, and then they probably have up until 15 episodes. And then
okay, so they have to do like another 8.
Top of the 15.
Hello.
Yeah. What did you say? What did you ask?
So
I'm sorry.
So they have to do just 1, 8 more, right? Okay. Cool. All right. Yeah. I was just wondering about that. All right.
Yeah,
go ahead. Sorry about that.
You're my question. How long do you think they're gonna wait for Hank for Solo Knight?
Oh yeah. For Hank Hankshaw. I don't know. I mean, I can't.
You're like, yeah.
At this point, I can't care less about him.
I'm like, wait a minute, that didn't answer my question.
I can't care less about that character right now. But they'll probably do something the way things are going, probably mid-season finale, they're going to say about the father. They're going to probably confront him, and he's probably going to disappear, and he won't be like...
You know, I kind of like that Dean Cain's not in the picture. Just not a fan.
I think he is.
No, but I'm glad that he's not in the picture right now. You know, it's been a good run. It's been a good run.
And why did she say, like, we got to go find my dad instead of, like, let's go find our dad? It's very weird.
Well, I mean, come on. She's wearing a cape. You know, obviously, they're not related anymore. It's not that distinct, you know. It's way different with the
father. I mean, still a father, no?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, adopted parent.
Wait a minute. But if you remember the flashback, remember they came for the mom, then the dad volunteered?
Mm-hmm.
No, they came for Kara. They did not come for the mom.
Yeah, they did, for Dr. Danvers. And then the dad said, no, I'll go. And then Kara and Alex were like teenagers. Do you remember that scene?
I do, but I thought they came for Kara instead of... the mom.
Well, they did, but then they were like, no, I can help you. I know, you know, pretty much everything the doctor knows.
Right. They
all right,
came
cool.
Off...
What?
Moving on.
All right, so, yes, Supergirl is fighting a big villain in this week's episode, the Red Tornado, which is a... kind of a cool twist to having just the aliens, now a symbiotic robot that is controlled by his creator, fighting off Supergirl and pretty much kicking butt. Chris, how far are you on the show?
I kind of decided to pause it. That way I can concentrate here. A room at Secret Lair now? Do they have their own Secret Lair? I see Wynn, Jimmy, and Supergirl talking. Anyway.
How do you feel about the Supergirl cave? Now that we have the Arrow cave, the Flash cave, now we have Supergirl cave.
I think every hero needs to have one, you know, where you can...
Jim Gordon doesn't have one.
well, I guess.
Maybe Gotham's his cave.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, well, we're going to open the floor to the fans now. Chris and Kandor, you are the last remaining caller. Let's go to you, sir. Anything super cool you want to talk about?
Hey, they all left.
It's late. I understand. You know, they're on the East Coast.
Oh, okay. To answer the question earlier, I do think I'm glad that they picked up more, you know, more episodes. And I do think now they're writing more for the women, but also for the actually it being Supergirl and, you know, superhero and everything. Because now everything comes out like Frozen, you know, it ended up, you know, the woman of the day. With Leon Once Upon a Time and a lot of things like that. It's coming into the age that they want to equalize it, that every superhero is a man or a woman can be equal, and not only because of the gender. So, which is, you know, it's fine. You know, she's a girl, you know, a lot of girls love and women that look up to her for independence and equality and more power, you know, more power to them. So I do think that too.
All right, great. Thank you, Chris, for giving us that little insight on Supergirl. Really appreciate your thoughts and opinions. We are going to wrap up the show. Thank you, Chris, so much for calling in to Supergirl Talk. I also want to thank Matt from Florida and Speed Force Frank for calling in as well. We will be back next week with another exciting episode of what, Chris?
Supergirl.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Kandor, great talking to you, and have a safe
you
trip
too.
Back into the bottle.
Thank you.
Bye, Chris.
And I...